Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are indeed live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We've got Rod Woodson, as we do every Monday, the Hall of Fame DB will join us, and it'll be fun to talk with him as always. So definitely keep it locked for that. Rob, before we get to Rod Woodson, though, we're obviously sticking with the NFL. And what a game. What's been interesting, week one, you just had some amazing finishes. Cincinnati's down to Pittsburgh. They rally back, still lose, but make it close, should have won. There are a few other games like that. And then this week, just some historic comebacks. The Jets, that was more of a giveaway by Pittsburgh or by Cleveland.
That is as bad as it gets. With 2 minutes to go, Chris, you're up 30-17 and you lose.
Rob, and everybody, and I don't know if we're getting to this later, everyone is jumping on Nick Chubb for scoring with a minute 55 left on a 12-yard touchdown run rather than going down at the one-yard line. Because he needed to get to the two, I believe, for the first down. So I'm going to be honest, Rob. I got no problem with him scoring. How about not letting Joe Flacco throw a 66-yard touchdown pass?
Well, that's the one. You can't let the people get behind you, right?
Right. I mean, and how about not giving up the onside kick? I mean, do you blame Chubb? I mean, people are blaming him.
I wouldn't blame him. The only thing I would say is in the game plan. Now, I don't know where the coaches are. Sometimes they tell them. Chris.
Well, they said they
tell them, don't score. Don't
like he should know.
No,
they wanted to relay it somehow. No, I think they
– Do you know what I'm saying?
Said like, they wanted to relay it, right.
But that's something the coach says. But beforehand, if you remember, which is weird, because we always bring it up in the Super Bowl, Chris, where Tom Brady and they came back – to beat Seattle, if you remember watching that game, everybody was saying on the broadcast, the Patriots have to let them score. Like, do you remember
when he threw the interception?
Like, they thought they would run it in.
Right.
And the Patriots would just step aside, right, let them score to be able to get the ball back to have a chance.
Yeah,
so there are circumstances
right.
where they don't want you to score and where you want the other team to score. That's all I'm
We've
saying.
We've seen Ty Gurley's done it. A few others have done it. I hear
I remember
you.
That Ty
and
Gurley
think in
one,
that
too.
Right. I think in that situation, it makes sense. But I got to be honest. For the most Rob, I've never, like, I've kind of felt like, man, get your touchdown. And if they're giving it up to you, because they want the ball. That's one thing. But I don't know, man. You know how teams are, man. When it comes time to negotiate, they're going to be like, oh, you only had so many touchdowns. They're not going to remember that time you didn't score to help the team win.
Well, I mean, you know? I get that. But in that situation, that's got to be coaching where you talk to your team. I don't, Chris, and be like,
and
no matter what. Because
I remember
when Willis Reed was coaching the Nets. They're playing the Celtics, and they're going to beat the Celtics in Boston, Chris. And the Nets were terrible. I'm talking about 17 wins a year, terrible. They're going to beat Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, right, at the Boston Garden.
Right.
And I'm sitting there behind the like next to the bench, and I hear Willis Reed talk to the players, and he says, no matter what, don't score. Don't try to score. Don't score. Okay, hold the ball. They'll foul you. You'll make You'll make your free throws, and we'll win this game. That's exactly what he said. And Chris Morris, you remember him? Yes.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah. I remember Chris Morris.
Chris Morris, the Celtics gave him an open look, so he thinks, okay, I got an open look.
Wow.
I'ma shoot it, Chris. Missed the shot, Celtics got it, scored, and then scored again and won the game.
What was your lead?
Don't blame this on Willis Reed. I heard him.
Right.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I heard him say, under no circumstances should you try to score.
And I get it. I just think, Rob, they were up, as you said, 30-17.
No, they should win that game.
With a minute 55. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. There's a lot of people to blame before you get to Nick Chubb. But let's go stick in the AFC. But what a game. What a finish by Miami and the Baltimore Ravens.
That's
this is one you and I both got wrong. I was actually surprised that it was only a 3.5-point spread in Baltimore.
But they were up big, Chris.
They were blowing them out.
Lamar
they
looked
were up
great.
35-14. Lamar was looking
great.
Like, honestly, Rob, he was looking like the MVP.
He looked great.
He was looking 100%.
Like, he had an MVP up until that point, and then the rains came. And, everything just collapsed. Their defense could not stop them.
Tua threw four touchdowns during the fourth quarter, Rob. They outscored them 28-3.
Remember, that was in Baltimore, that game.
Yep. And here was Tua's stat line for this game. 36 for 50.
Threw the ball 50 times, 50 Chris.
Times. 469 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 2 picks. And Rob, right now he only had 1 touchdown in week 1, but he leads the NFL in passing, as you might imagine, averaging 370 yards a game. But 7 touchdowns ties him with Carson Wentz and Patrick Mahomes for the most in the league, and 2 picks. He's top 5 in passer rating. Here's what I want to ask you. I mean, we may get to the Ravens and all that, but do you think we asked TJ Houshmandzadeh? He said he thinks that Tua's for real. What do you think? Do you think he's for real?
I don't know. I'm not there. He had an unbelievable game. There have been some pretty inconsistent games along the way. I'm not saying he can't develop or be there. I mean, we saw some of that Alabama magic. Would we say that, Chris? We saw
he was fantastic.
Some of the stuff that he's capable of doing. It's about being consistent. I don't know. That might. What did I say about Seattle's quarterback?
Geno Smith.
Yeah. Remember I said
he's not consistent. Although he completed 80% of his passes, but
you know what I was saying.
Not like, many yards. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he can do – everybody can have a big game.
Everybody can have a big game right. Every so often, a couple of them. But it's about being consistent. So I need to see more about Tua. That's a once in a life. Throwing six touchdowns in a game. How many times does that happen? Not often. That was an incredible game. Incredible for him. But you got a glimpse into how good he could be, Chris. Like, that's a glimpse.
I'm not ready to say, oh, he's going to be in the class of the Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen's and Justin Herbert's and so on and so forth. But, Rob, what I will say is this. I think people buried him far too early. I don't think the dude had a legitimate shot, really. I didn't like the way that they were, you know, running him in and out of the lineup with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
We both disagreed with that.
Fitzpatrick
is now doing the games on Prime.
Knew he wasn't the future.
And he had been on like 10 teams or 12 teams in 10 years. It was ridiculous that they were doing that. I totally disagreed with that.
Right. So I didn't like that. He didn't have a good offensive line at all. Well, it was maybe the worst offensive line in the league. Had Jalen Waddle, but not a lot of other weapons. Brian Flores, who, Rob, did a great job coaching that team, but he didn't believe in Tua. It's documented. He didn't believe in Tua.
Do you think it's because of Tua's talent or because he wanted Justin Herbert more than anybody? He wanted him. You know what I mean?
I saw in the draft that he wanted this guy, and then when he comes out and immediately is great, you know what I mean?
And he didn't get the guy he wanted, and his guy's got a learning.
His guy's banged up.
Right.
He's got a learning curve. So I think all of that kind of conspired for that. But that's tough. And so I think this year they strengthened the offensive line. Obviously, he's got weapons galore, not only Waddle but Tyreek Hill. Mike Gesicki at tight end, who's pretty nice. They shored up the running backs, Raheem Mostert. He's got weapons. And Mike McDaniel, Robin, you know, we talked about McDaniel at the Super Bowl. We were talking about him because he didn't identify as black, white. You know, he's just a human being.
Yeah, nice.
I tell you what, though. It looks so far, early results are that he can coach. He's a good coach. And more importantly, or also importantly, he believes in Tua. And Rob, I think all of those things are helping Tua really get off to a great start. I'm not ready to say he's going to be an elite quarterback. We'll see.
It's only two games. It can't get crazy.
But he made some great throws. So, you know, Tyreek Hill, everybody, oh, he was wide open. Yeah, he was. Patrick Mahomes hit him a lot of times when he was wide open, too. But there were other throws that Tua made that really were nice.
And some people miss throws, Chris. Let's just be honest.
Miss guys wide open. I got to be honest. And I like Jameis. Jameis is deep ball. He just hurls it up there.
He's just throwing it
up. It's just like a Hail Mary. Yeah, really. He's just throwing it out there. And it's like, my gosh. I think Tua is getting a fair shot. And I said, if he doesn't do it this year with these weapons, then he's just not that guy. But so far, Robbie's looking like he is that guy. And I'm going to say this. You heard me earlier say, I don't think Cincinnati's making the playoffs. In their place, Miami.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've always liked them as the second best team in the AFC East. I really considered strongly. I wanted to put them in. But I took three from the West and two from the North. But I think they're going to get in. I know it's early, but yeah. I like what I see out of two. They got weapons.
I don't know. I don't think I picked them originally. I think you didn't pick Cincinnati. No, I didn't.
From the get-go, right? That was a good.
Remember that? I didn't.
I think it was a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a long way to go, and I'm not saying that they can't play better. Obviously, they can, but it's going to be a rough road in that division, Chris. And
the AFC North is tough,
right?
And they got, and then outside of the division, Rob, they got Tampa, Kansas City, and Buffalo.
Those are tough games.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And they haven't, like who said, they haven't played anybody good yet.
That's the scary part. I think that's the, right. That's the scary part. Pittsburgh tried to give them that game back, Chris.
Right, right.
They had five turnovers, and Pittsburgh barely hung on to that. Yep. And the same thing, they came back this past week and then lost again. Like they've had to come back from big holes.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996. 6369, do you believe in Tua? Is he for real? That's next. You on the lines, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in is Tua Tagovailoa. For real.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Jack in Phoenix. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jack?
What's going on? How are you?
Man, we're doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking.
Yep.
What you got?
All right, so I'm a Packers fan, so I've been gifted with watching a lot of really good quarterback play over the years. Aaron Rodgers is certifiably the best quarterback of all time. Well, Brady is the GOAT. That's what I'd like to tell people.
How does that? Like say, explain that. I mean.
Oh, of course. So the best thrower of the football has to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, statistically, he's out of this world. Now, the greatness comes with winning. That's Tom Brady, undoubtedly.
All right, let's get to you, because we're not into separating one or the other, but I got
so
you.
So the best shooter ever is
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Is Steph Curry, but he's not the best player ever. Like,
right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Jack. What do you got on Tua?
All right, so Tua Tagovailoa, I've never been hot on him. I honestly always thought he sucked. That was until yesterday. He put up a unbelievable comeback for the Miami Dolphins, but that wasn't enough to make me change my mind about him until this morning. I was scrolling through Twitter, and somebody had flipped the videos of him throwing, so it looked like he was a righty quarterback instead of a lefty quarterback, and I got to tell you, that did everything for me, seeing that visual confirmation of him completing the passes. He looked like a young Aaron Rodgers out there. He looked like Patrick Mahomes' twin brother.
Wow.
But all you had to do was flip the video, so it didn't look like he was a lefty and his wonky throwing arm. It looked legit. It looked like he had real talent.
Is that Jack? Is his name Rob?
Yes.
He's quite the zigzagger.
Yes.
in one conversation, you zigged like five times.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. I was out
that.
On him. He sucked. But then I loved him. Then he was bad. Then I loved him when I saw the flip video.
That was pretty amazing. He was all over the place. Malik in Phoenix as well. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Malik?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Doing okay. Glad to be on the show.
Thank
I aspire
you.
To be like you guys one day.
Man, we appreciate that. That means
how
a lot.
Old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's possible.
30, but everybody think I'm like 18, but no, I'm 30.
You're 30, yeah. You got a young voice, definitely.
That can be good or bad.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Go ahead. Depends on why they think you're 18. Voice,
exactly, man. Yes. Go ahead, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With Tua, I always believe in Tua. Tua out of Alabama, he was amazing. Didn't he take over the spot for Jalen Hurts? If I'm not mistaken. But no, I always believe
he beat out Jalen Hurts at Alabama. Yeah,
that goes to show you that he got skill, and I believe in Jalen Hurts as well, and I'm a Cowboy fan. But, Tua is nice. He's always been nice. He just needed the weapons. He just needed the right system, obviously. And he came out and had a great performance. He's been playing good even since the first game of the season. I know it's only been two games, but quarterbacks just don't put up 6 points. And
you mean six touchdowns, right?
Yeah, six touchdowns. I'm sorry. And every quarterback don't develop right away.
Right. That's true. So, and people are trying to rush a lot of these quarterbacks. I'll give you that.
Yeah, definitely. So, I've always believed in Tua. And I think this year he's breaking out. He's already showing that he's ready to go.
Well, that was an incredible game there. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Malik. We appreciate you. Gary in Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, G?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Okay, so that first caller kind of stole my thunder. I was going to bring up the flipped video. Like, it was crazy to me. Like when the video is flipped and he looks like he's throwing from the right hand, it looks like he has a cannon for an arm. I was shocked. So
I'm going to have to check out this video. Have you seen it yet, Rob?
No.
Yeah. And because he's a left-handed quarterback, it's going to look really weird to the eye because the mechanics are different. But when it's flipped, it looks like he has a cannon. I was shocked.
The bottom line is it's going to be about his production. He's got the weapons. He's got the coach who believes in him. He's got the line. And he's got the opportunity. So I hope he does well. I've gone out and said he's going to be elite, Rob, but I have defended him against the naysayers and said, look, I don't think he's gotten a real shot. So he's getting his shot, and we'll see if he can make the most of it. All right, we got our man, Rob Woodson, coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the best ever do it, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Rod Woodson. Rod, how are you?
Rod.
Man, what's up, my brothers from another mother?
How are you?
We are good, brother. Good to have you on. Lots to get to, so let's do it. Let's start in the AFC North, your former division. The Browns, that loss.
Oh, God. What was that?
Historic loss. And people are blaming Nick Chubb for going in and scoring with a minute 55 left on that run that made it 30-17. I don't blame Chubb. Now, I get you could fall down and waste clock, but I think there's a number of people to blame before you even get to Chubb, Rob. Where are you? Do you think he did the wrong thing?
What? First of all, yeah, he could have took a knee or went out of bounds, and they could have milked the clock and they could have kicked the field goal, right? He wasn't on defense. They gave up 31 points on defense. The goal on every defensive staff going into the week every week is give it up about 17 points a game. They gave up almost double. Over double. I mean, it's just, come on, man. And you're going to blame him because he didn't go out of bounds, and then your defense goes on the field and doesn't play well, and they go right down the field. And Joe Flacco goes right down the field and scores a winning touchdown. So, come on. Really?
I'm with you.
Let's get to the Raiders and their debacle. Up 20-0 in the game, the biggest lead they've ever given up in the history of the franchise. Josh McDaniels, everybody thinks he's a genius, or this. I haven't seen it yet in the two jobs he's had. What do you make of what happened with the Raiders?
I mean, you know, I'm watching that game and I'm going, it's like backyard football. That whole, especially the second half. Kyle Murray's running all over the place. The one play that he went over 20 seconds is just absolutely crazy. But then, you know, the great thing is, if you're a football fan, all these crazy endings these first couple weeks has been really amazing. So if you're a football fan, you're getting a lot of excitement. You're getting a lot of anxieties. You know, you got a lot of highs and a lot of lows. You know, it's just one of those games. I don't think that the Raiders played terribly bad. They just didn't show up in the second half. I mean, it's a lot of teams are doing that in the National Football League these first couple of weeks, where they play okay in the first half and then they don't show up in the second half.
But the criticism to Josh McDaniels is they were already in Arizona territory and all they needed were a few more yards to run it to get ready to set up for a more comfortable field goal. And he's throwing the ball. Like, that was the issue that people took with him. Is that being too cute sometimes? We saw that in the Super Bowl with Seattle when they lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, where they had a chance to just run the ball in.
Yeah, but it wasn't an interception, right? I mean, they throw it to Renfro gets it, he breaks a tackle, he steps up the field, and I don't know who delivered the blow to knock the ball out, but they hit the ball. I mean, they hit right on the ball bounces out. defender picks it up and runs scot-free into the end zone. You know, just you can't think that's going to happen as a play caller, as a head coach. Even if you're a random ball, say you had a random ball, it doesn't mean he's not going to fumble it. It could have same thing. They could have hit the ball and it could have came out and they could have fumbled that one. But I don't think that's a bad call. You know, as a player, you gotta hold on to the ball. When you're fighting for extra yardage, you got to make sure you secure the football because you know they're coming after because they're, you know, you're in a winning position.
You mentioned
Kyler.
Kyler Murray in the backyard football. That's clearly when he's at his best. Can they, and which is probably why he doesn't study much tape, if indeed that's true. He doesn't study tape. But can they incorporate that, or should they more into their game plan, or can you not do that? Because don't you think that's when he's at his best? I don't know. Can you, like...
Yeah. No, it's hard to call a play like that, right? You let him go out there, you call a play, you let him do his thing after the first, second read is gone, right? And then he's... You know, I just – with athletic quarterbacks who run around, who after the first read, they go one read and they kind of scramble. None of those quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl yet. And until I see one of those quarterbacks win a Super Bowl, and I know that's a new trend, you know, and I'm not putting
– Now, where would you put Mahomes? I mean, he throws
I was just getting ready to say that. I'm not going to put Mahomes in that category because Mahomes does extend plays, but – he doesn't run that often. He more extends the play to throw the ball down the field, right? And he will do some do-si-dos and twirl out of there and do some crazy throws. But Mahomes is also a pocket passer. And he's thrown the ball extremely well from the pocket throughout his young career in the National Football League. But, you know, there's, you know, until I see one of those quarterbacks who are just pure athletic and they scramble quite a bit, win a Super Bowl, then I might change my mind. Until then, I'd be able to throw the ball from the pocket, still able to extend the play, and which he did. You know, he was doing that. He was extending the play. Nobody could get to him. None of his guys could get open. And then he ran it in for a touchdown.
Right.
You know, so that's an exciting play, and that's one of the reasons you can do everything right as a D coordinator when you face these type of quarterbacks, and sometimes it's still not enough.
Let me ask you about Tua and the Dolphins. They had an unbelievable, historic comeback. I mean, Baltimore could not stop them in a game that looked like it was out of hand. What'd you make of that? And have you always been a Tua guy, or did he show you something yesterday?
Well, you know, I call all the Ravens games, right? And I'm in the booth going, "What in the world is going on?" You know, how do you? You know, and in the first half, they played really well offensively, defensively, special teams. They did everything right. They were getting pressure on Tua, making him very uncomfortable, but they kept him in the pocket. And then in the second half, somewhere along the line, you know, and this is what happens when you have young players. You know, Kyle Hamilton, and I don't know if it's his fault or not, on the first touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill when he was covered by Marcus Peters. But, Kyle Hamilton, he was – short in the middle of the field. He was like 25 yards deep, and Tyreek Hill runs past both of the guys. And when you have a single high defense, you can never let your guys be ran by. And then, you know, the next series, a safety's not even over there on their side. So, you know, those are two plays that when defenses make mistakes, your quarterback has to make you pay. And the one thing I can always say about Tua, does he have the strongest arm? No, he does not. But can he get the ball down the field? Absolutely. Does he throw an accurate football? He does throw an accurate football. You know, the one thing that you want to do with a guy like that, you want to try to keep him in the pocket. But he was stepping up in the pocket and making plays. He did everything right. I mean, six touchdowns is crazy. And the way they came back is nuts.
What do you – quickly, we got about a minute left. Lamar's off to a fantastic start. What do you see? Does he look better to you than last year? I mean, obviously his career has been great, but you know what I mean? Do you see improvement or just more of the same?
No, I improvement throwing the ball outside the numbers. So when he's throwing his deep balls, you know, he wasn't always extremely accurate with his deep balls. And this year he has been. And when teams are stacking the box,
and put Nate in the box, he's making them pay every single week by taking the ball down the field. And then you knew one of these plays, he's going to hit the crease. He just knew it. And then right. he gets that crease for the long touchdown run.
Yep.
That's what he does. And he's been doing extremely well. Just unfortunately, their defense didn't show up in the second half. And that's the only reason they're not 2-0.
All right. That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
Appreciate
Thanks, brother.
You.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
All right. Talk to you next week. Aaron Rodgers back on top. We'll get to that next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com slash redeem rewards. Terms do apply.
Alex was singing different lyrics to that song that I never heard. I just was,
oh, my bad, Rob.
I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know that song.
If you find Parker in the club.
He said, hey, shorty, take you off your clothes, shorty. I was like, what? I don't know those lyrics. All right.
The unreleased version, Rob.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, okay. Anyway, Rob, we said that we both believed. We actually have both picked Green Bay to win the NFC.
Right.
I will say this. It's early, but I feel better about Tampa Bay's chances than I did going into the season, Rob. I think they are going to be tough. Green Bay, I still like them. I think San Francisco is going to be tougher now. So we'll see. But yesterday, Green Bay gets back on the winning ways. They beat Chicago 27-10, and that enabled the Packers to get their first win of the season. Rob, Aaron Rodgers, 19 for 25, 234 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, passer rating of 131.1.
And what do you have, 14 consecutive completions, Chris?
He tied his record with 14 straight completions. Did you hear his quote after the game, though?
Which one?
He wasn't impressed with himself.
I watched the post-game show, but I didn't hear.
Yeah. He said tonight was really about 28 and 33. He means A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. And he said getting them the football. I didn't play great. I feel like the stats look a little better than the game. The standard I set for myself is pretty high. I feel like it is attainable, and my definition of success, I feel like, rests gently on my shoulders and my ego, but I missed some throws that I should never miss, and there were some opportunities for more points out there. I like hearing that.
Yeah, but I think in the second half, Chris, when they scored those 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, they ran the ball. The Bears couldn't get anything going. They just chewed up the clock. They had guys who were running the ball, right, getting yards. So I don't think there was a reason to really throw it like crazy in that game. Did you ever think the Bears mustered any kind of threat? I didn't think so.
No. In fact, I thought I do think the Packers ran all night. Not just in the second half.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. But that was a big part of their game. After they got to 3 touchdowns was my point. Like, I don't think they were pressing like we need to score. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get that sense.
No. I thought Rodgers played fine. It was just one of those games where he, to your point, he didn't throw it a lot. He threw it 25 times.
And he had 14 straight completions. Which
for him.
Right. I mean, that means what throws were you missing? I'm just saying, right? 14 in a row. Which ones were you missing?
Right, right. They were through a lot of short passes and stuff. But, Rob, last year, the only time he threw fewer passes twice. Once he threw against Chicago. So they must feel like they run on Chicago. He said he owns them, of course. But he threw 23 against them last year. And 18 in the last game of the season against Detroit. So, you know, he just generally is going to throw more than that. And I think, so yeah, it was a good game. I mean, it was an Aaron Rodgers game. He was sharp.
And he talked about this. I did hear him after he was interviewed, Chris, after the game on NBC. And he said it reminded him of a couple years ago where they got blown out by New Orleans, remember they played a
that
terrible
game?
That
was last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
But then
when they had the horrible opener.
And then they came home and won against a division rival, right? And then they won that big game in San Francisco. You remember that where he came back and they got the field goal that moved the ball downfield 30-something seconds? So he was saying, like, it reminded him of that. So was that last year?
That was last year.
And then they played Brady in them in game four?
They play Brady next week.
No, I know, but I'm saying in that year. So they were two and two?
That's what I'm thinking.
But anyway, he was just saying it was reminiscent of the last couple, you know, the start a couple years ago or last year.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine. And I've said, Rob, I think there's going to be a team that gets better as the season goes on.
I totally agree.
I think he's going to get more, you know, more comfortable with his receivers. They'll get more used to him. And last night he threw, you know, he relied on his veterans, Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins. Even though Watkins hadn't been with the Packers, he is a veteran. So he kind of relied more on them. But I think as time goes on, Rob, he'll get, you know, these young boys, Christian Watson and the like, they'll get more, you know, acclimated to him, and that'll make them a better team.
No doubt. It takes time, and it's a work in progress. But they did what they had to do against the Bears, and they won. They won easily, convincingly, and that's all you need to do as you go forward.
Absolutely. So it is the I Couple. Chris and Rob wrapping up hour number two of a 3-hour tour, if you will.
What is this, Gilligan's Island?
I know. I'm just throwing it out there. Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, joins us next hour. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.